you take a look at the blue and white stuff?
Actually, we went into meetings yesterday, and our coaches said they just wanted us to look over ourselves because it was just a lot of technical stuff. They're really eager to get going on Arizona and start looking at that stuff. So we practiced, you know, our offense would practice as Arizona offense against the number one defense and then vice versa. So we're doing that this week, and obviously just keep working on fundamental stuff for, like, individual work. So.
What's it like playing with Troy by
your side? It's fun, you know, like, just in the scrimmage, we got to play a little bit in the Skelly period. It's fun when I get to, like, turn over to him and just, you know, and tell him the coverage or tell him look out for the flat or something like that, just little things like that. And then when he makes a play, get to run over to him and, you know, just jump on him or something like that. So, you know.
Does it take you back to your freshman year?
It does. Yeah, it does a little bit. We're just a little more grown now, you know. So, but it's fun. It's fun for sure. Yeah.
What's your sense of where the defense is after 13 practices?
Oh, I think we're looking really good. I mean, we're missing a few guys just from injuries who are still rehabbing, but we have a lot of guys returning. We have a lot of guys making plays all spring. You know, I think it'll all come together in fall for sure, but we look really good right now.
How would you describe the Tuiaki personality, what he brings to the defense, kind of like what Bronco did?
Right. You know, he knows what he wants for sure. He's working on both sides of the ball. I think Bronco is more defense-oriented. He's working more with the offense, which I think is great. But I think he is instilling in us as a defense that we just need to be aggressive, you know, and not be afraid to, you know, to be aggressive and take different shots. So I think he's been a leader to the team so far.
What do you mean about working with the offense? That he has worked with the offense, or is he doing that?
He just oversees both sides of the ball. You know, I don't know if he coaches part, like, you know, offense as much. You know, he lets Ty do most of that, but you know, he just oversees both, kind of.
Just got his hands in both.
Right, of course.
Does he have anything that represents the pursuit drill that Bronco had?
No, we don't do the pursuit drill anymore.
Is that good or bad?
Yeah, a little of both. But, like, what we do still is, like, you know, as leaders on the defense, like me and Francis and Harvey and other guys, we still press our guys to try and run at the ball every single play and, you know, just to create good habits, because if you want to be a great defense, you got to run to the football. So,
yeah. What's some goals that you have personally for yourself this offseason and then going into the season?
Offseason, just, you know, getting bigger, faster, stronger, of course. I feel like I've already done that just from winter workouts. Obviously, increasing my role as a leader going into the season and being a playmaker when the season comes around. And just trying to help the team in whatever way possible.
What's been the biggest change with Tafisi as the kid strength and conditioning coach?
So I think with Coach Wintrick, we practice a lot more of, like, just speed work and flexibility stuff. And we still do that here, but I feel like it's a good happy medium between lifting and working on speed stuff. So with Wintrick, we didn't lift as much, and I think guys didn't see the gains that they were trying to get as much. But this season, we're for sure lifting. We lift every day, and so I can see our guys getting a lot bigger and stronger.